So this is an effort to kind of go through your typical documentation for personnel files and talk about things that you might want to consider having or not having in terms of your personnel paperwork. So let's start with the application. Certainly in any state that's an at-will state, I think it's a good idea to to have something in there. Usually it's right above the signature block that says that, you know, if you're employed, all employees of ABC Co. are employed at will, which means that they can, and then you take the definition of at will, you can be fired without cause, without notice, or you can quit without cause or notice. And no one, you want to kind of go even further and say no oral contracts, and the way that, you know, so, and no one in the company has the authority to alter the at-will nature of the employment relationship except, and then you limit it, you know, the CEO, if it's a small company, or to an officer, an authorized officer of the company. And in that case, it has to be in writing and signed by both the employee and the officer, right? Because what you don't want is, the CEO comes back drunk from the office holiday party and sends out an email that says, I love all you people. You're the most wonderful staff anybody could ever have, and I'll never fire any of you unless I have a really darn good reason. It's like, you said what? So you want to make sure, you know, so if by having this provision that says it has to be in writing, signed by both parties, then you avoid the whole, well, I had an oral deal that was different than everybody else had. Because when I was hired or when I came aboard or after I'd been here a year, you know, my supervisors told me X, right? And that's different than at will. So you put that in the application, and then you put it obviously in the handbook as well.